We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal.
Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WJZ Baltimore, WJZ HD3 Catonsville Baltimore, and W285 EJ White Marsh.
An Odyssey station.
The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle on Westwood One Sports.
Tuesday night edition of BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports. Hey, it's Brad Evans, and I'm Pat Boyle, and we're brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. We're with you every Monday through Friday, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern. You can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You can watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight, and you can listen to the program on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, Sirius XM, Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Our talk and text line is 310-840-4910. You can call, you can text your thoughts on the show or any of the topics we dive into, 310-840-4910. Well, we busted out the brooms for the second day in a row, Brad. On Sunday, it was my Knicks over the Sixers. And yesterday, quite predictably, although the Lakers had a chance to win it in the final minute, and they didn't, and the Oklahoma City Thunder, still unbeaten in the postseason, they sweep the Lakers. And how fitting, LeBron James, after he's played a pretty damn good postseason. You and I have been talking about that nonstop. He's been great. He's looked great. If they had Luka Doncic, who knows what the series would have turned into. LeBron had a floater with 20 seconds left to try to give the Lakers back the lead, and he missed it. And that was the closest the Lakers ended up getting after, again, holding the lead at one point in the final minute. And the Lakers lose 115-110. They get swept. And now, after the game, LeBron said he's going to recalibrate, talk to his family, not answering any questions. Doesn't sound like he's a guy that wants to retire, though, Brad. So I'll ask you your first thoughts on what's going to happen with LeBron, what's going to happen with this Lakers core after watching them get swept by the Thunder is what?
Yeah, I give LeBron like a 70% likelihood he's going to come back and play another year. Whether it's with the Lake Show or not, that's to be determined. This is a big case of like, what if, right? What if Luka Doncic were actually healthy? How competitive would they have been in reality in this series? Could they have knocked off the giant Oklahoma City Thunder, a team that everybody and their great-grandmother believes is going to, you know, win another NBA title, hoist Larry O'Brien and party in the streets there in Cowtown? But look, LeBron has still got gas left in the tank. And, you know, I don't think he's going to want to go out like this, getting swept, which has happened now a few times in the playoffs in his NBA career. Only happened to a certain someone named MJ, Michael Jordan, one time, and that was very early in his career in which he played limited action. So, you know, he's going to want to try to finish at least somewhat on top. Maybe it's not winning another NBA title. Of course, that is always the goal. But he is somebody that wants to go out on his own terms. And, you know, getting swept, the broom's coming out in that situation, missing a layup late in that game. And by the way, Pat, fun fact, this is a Warriors Muse tweeted this out earlier today. LeBron James is now 0-11 in game-tying/go-ahead field goals in closeout, elimination, or NBA Finals games. So those are shots taken in the last 24 seconds. 0-11 in his lifetime, which is saying something for a guy that, you know, a lot of people argue is indeed the GOAT. I am not one of those individuals. I have never been one of those individuals, but I understand the people and when they stand their soapbox and, you know, they make the hard and fast, argument that he is the greatest player ever to play the NBA game. I still feel it's Michael Jordan, but again, 0-11 in game-tying/go-ahead field goal opportunities in his NBA career really kind of sums it up. It's unfortunate, but you and I called it. We saw this a mile and a half away that OKC was going to come out and body slam, DDT, elbow from the top rope, whatever WWE reference you want to use. It was hardly a cage match at all, and they went down with the ship, and now they're at into the ocean's bottom. So it's unfortunate for LeBron. It's unfortunate for the Lakers. And again, what if, Pat, what if Luka were actually healthy?
Yeah, and look, I don't think it would have made much of a difference, to be honest, because as much as offensive greatness as Luka Doncic brings to the Lakers, we know his defense may have improved a bit. He would have been put in every single action that the Thunder did, and maybe Luka's offensive greatness, maybe it got him two games. There was a good chance it made of maybe Luka on the court might have won him one. I mean, look, I think the best thing for the Lakers fans, for the Lakers front office and for their future was that they got swept, because they can't actually ask themselves that, right? What if Luka played? And even the most delusional and irrational Lakers fans, and I know many of you are out there listening right now, the delusional Lakers fans saying, well, what if we had Luka? Like actually asking that, it wouldn't have made a big difference. It still would have been a beatdown. The Thunder, there was no shot the Lakers were beating them with Luka unless there was a major injury. Look, the Thunder didn't have J-Dub. Thunder didn't have Jalen Williams. Now, Luka Doncic, way better, far superior player to J-Dub. But, like, the Thunder had their second-best player out. The Lakers had their best player out. Not exactly a wash, but you get my drift. So I'm glad they got swept, because we really we're not entertaining that conversation. We're not having that question. This is now on the shoulders of LeBron James. And I'll tell you this much, Brad. I think there is a 0.0% chance LeBron James is retiring. He's coming back for another year.
Interesting.
Yeah. And as much as I've been a LeBron, not even a fan, I've hated LeBron for most of my young adult life as a Knicks fan when he teased them with the decision only to go to the Miami Heat. As the years went on, I admired his greatness. I respected his greatness. I got over that as a Knicks fan in the last couple of years once Brunson came to the Knicks, and now they're a perennial playoff team and a title contender every year. But also, like, LeBron is the second greatest player of all time. He'll never touch Michael Jordan. He needed to win a title this year for that to have for that, you know, case to be a scenario. He's never going to touch Michael Jordan. And I say this with a lot of respect for the career of LeBron James, because the game, the NBA game, has gotten a lot further because of him. Contrary to what producer Brandon Combs and some other people think, that a lot of people flop because of LeBron and the game maybe is softer in some regards because of LeBron, I think it's nonsense. We all know LeBron desperately wants that farewell tour. He wants the attention. He craves it. He needs it. He must have it. He's not retiring. There is no chance in hell LeBron James is going to come out in another 2 weeks or a month and say, I'm deciding to hang him up. I'm retiring. There's no shot. He's coming back. It would be a giant mistake for both him and for the Los Angeles Lakers if he did come back to LA. It would be a mistake for the Lakers because Sure, maybe it's a one-year deal. But LeBron, like, even if LeBron takes a pay cut, what does that look like? $45 million? $50 million? You're better off taking that, those assets, that precious cap space, which the Lakers still don't have a lot of, and spreading it out on some good bench players because they have none. They have no depth.
Yeah.
And you're better off even splitting that amongst two really good players, fringe all-star players, that can play alongside Luka Doncic. That's what the Lakers need to do. And it would be bad for LeBron because, I mean, he played second fiddle to Luka. He'd be playing third fiddle next year if they bring Austin Reeves back. That's another conversation. He's got a player option, which I think Austin Reeves would be wise to decline and test the open market. That's the next step after they find out what LeBron is doing. But Rob Pelinka and J.J. Redick, you know, wax poetic about LeBron. Yes, so we'd love to have him back. We'd love to have this core back, LeBron and Luka and Austin Reeves. I got news for them. That ain't going to work. They had a full year to make it work. And yeah, and again, Luka didn't play in this series. It wouldn't have made a difference. They're not even close to Oklahoma City, and they're not really even close to San Antonio right now. Mm. Bringing that core back would be a disaster. It would be a waste of time. It would be a waste of LeBron's final year, and LeBron knows it too. So does he really want to go out playing third fiddle for a team that really has no shot of winning a title next year? Or, Brad, does he want to go back home and finish his career with the Cleveland Cavaliers? And hear me out here. Hear me out.
Yeah.
I'm not killing the Cleveland Cavaliers season here before this series is over against Detroit, because they very well could win it. It's two games all. Game five is tomorrow. I don't think they're going to beat the Pistons, even if they do. Like, the Cavaliers would have to win a title this year with James Harden for it to make sense. So, in my opinion, once the Cavaliers season ends without a title, and likely without even getting to the finals, James Harden has a player option next year. You tell James Harden, go kick rocks, because we're going to trade you if you opt into that player option. You're better off declining it and hitting the open market, and you can go wherever you want. And you bring in LeBron to play alongside Donovan Mitchell, where he's not playing third fiddle like he would be with Luka and Austin Reeves, and he's the third best player on the floor. I think LeBron James at 42 years old next year would still be the second best player on that team behind Donovan Mitchell. And you pair him with Spida, and you keep the other members of that core, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. And I think in an Eastern Conference, I'm saying this as a diehard Knicks fan, you got a much better shot of getting to the finals than in the West. LeBron would be wise to go to Cleveland. The Cavaliers would be wise to take LeBron, have him come back home, his farewell retirement year, his farewell tour, and they have a decent shot of winning the Eastern Conference next year. I don't care what you think LeBron's game in a year might now might drop off. We just saw him try to do most of it by himself against the Thunder, and yeah, they got swept, and he got swept. He played pretty well. I think LeBron's best chance to finish off his career with grace, to finish off his career with pride, and actually have a realistic, decent chance on paper to make an NBA Finals is going back home to Cleveland, Brad.
I think that's a convincing and very compelling argument. And look, he is still a three-category stat sheet stuffer. You're talking about points, you're talking about rebounds, you're talking about assists. You saw him really carry the mail. Shoulder load, as you laid out for the LA Lakers in this series. He still got plenty of petrol in that tank, man. It makes all the sense in the world for him to go full circle. Oh, you're a dirty dog for that, by the way. But I think it's an argument to have. Head back to Cleveland. You're entirely right that the Eastern Conference is going to be more up for grabs than the Western Conference, because guess what, folks? Oklahoma City's got the 12th overall pick in the NBA draft. They got all these guys under contract. The rich are going to continue to get richer. I'm probably going to add more trophies to the case over the next several seasons. I mean, it's a living, breathing, true dynasty if they do win the whole shebang again this year, and I feel they will, although your Knicks could give them a handful to say the least. I did want to share this real quick because I found it, and it was a fascinating graphic that Tom Haberstroh at my former employer Yahoo Sports put together about LeBron James. LeBron James at four different stops in his career, four different Hall of Fame career paths. So you go back to the Cleveland days in the 7 seasons, 6 All-Star appearances. Yeah, he didn't win any titles, but he was top 10 leaderboard points a number of times, peak win share of 20. He had a 99.3% Hall of Fame probability with Miami. 4 All-Star appearances in those 4 seasons, a pair of titles, 19 peak win shares, 95.6% Hall of Fame probability. Cleveland, the second time around, Pat, 4 seasons, 4 All-Stars, 1 title, 14 peak win shares, 50.5% Hall of Fame probability, a little bit lower, but still on the right side. And then with the Lakers in his 8 seasons, 8 All-Stars, 1 NBA title, 10 and peak win shares, 86.5% Hall of Fame probability. That's astonishing when you think about it. Cleveland 1, Cleveland 2, Miami and the LA Lakers, all of them favorable Hall of Fame resumes for the all-time greats, though the second best player in NBA history.
Yeah, and again, I think there should be a Cleveland Part 3. And I think it would be beneficial for both teams. And then that allows the Lakers to move on and build this team around Luka Doncic, which is what they set up to do when they traded for him. That was the unofficial passing of the throne, passing of the crown from LeBron to Luka. It is a shame we didn't get to see Luka and LeBron play on the floor together this postseason. It's a shame Austin Reeves, you know, also wasn't 100% at the start of this series as well. Again, it wouldn't have made a difference. They were not beating Oklahoma City. So again, the best thing is to tell, and they could publicly say it all they want. We want LeBron back. We'd love to have this core back. Behind closed doors, they should be telling him. They should be telling his longtime agent, Rich Paul. They should be telling Bronny, hey, and I don't know what the hell would happen with Bronny, nor do I care. But they should be saying to LeBron,
I don't care either.
Yeah, we'd like to move on and begin the next era. And there is a couple of different places I'm sure you can find in free agency to play out year number 24, your final season, if that's what you want it to be, but it ain't going to be here. And that conversation needs to be had. And I think the new ownership as well, you know, that took over here this past season with Mark Walter after Jeannie Buss sold the majority of the family, you know, Lakers ownership. Mark Walter is probably going to have to sit down with LeBron James as well and tell him, hey, this isn't Jeannie's team anymore. This isn't your team anymore. Yeah. This is Luka's team. This is who we're building around. And then the first step to them beginning that process, once you no longer have LeBron there, is I think they need to re-sign Austin Reeves. They need to do whatever it takes. And that's a supermax extension for Austin Reeves. You pair Luka and Austin Reeves together, their efficiency, their net rating when those two guys were on the floor was the highest out of any of those combinations. When there was Luka and LeBron, Luka and Reeves, Reeves and LeBron, or all three of them, the best combo was Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves. Because Austin Reeves can play without the ball. He can be a scorer. He could be just give the ball to him, and he just goes downhill. But if you're going to build this team around Luka, which is what they're doing, Austin Reeves should be the sidekick. They have several other free agents like Rui Hachimura. I'd be okay with bringing him back because he literally could not miss from three-point land. He's a solid defender. He gives you size. But other than that, man, they need to bring in some actual front court players. DeAndre Ayton is a waste of time, and their entire bench stinks. They honestly need to kind of mold the Lakers kind of exactly how I give them credit, which I can't believe I'm doing this, how Nico Harrison built that Mavericks team around Luka. Where it was a bunch of big, solid defenders and guys that didn't need the ball in their hands, and then he ruined it when he traded Luka. So that's what the Lakers need. They need big, solid, athletic, long wings and guys that can defend the rim and guys that can just catch lobs from Luka and guys that can shoot, guys that can play off the ball. Because when you have those three together, Luka, Reeves, and LeBron, it just didn't work. And the Lakers publicly saying that they want to bring them back, it's a nice PR stunt. They don't mean it because they know for damn sure they can't win with those three. Not a title, not even get to the Western Finals, nothing.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. And I like your assessment, too, on Rui Hachimura. I mean, he scored, 25 last night? The 40-plus minutes that he played, he was 4 of 8 from way downtown. Steady improvement from his game since coming to league from Gonzaga a couple of seasons ago. He would be that key third scorer, assuming Luka. And, of course, Austin Reeves comes back. Rui, you know, sign him on the dotted line. and you're cooking with gas. Make some of the other moves there in the front court, and the late show could make a cannonball splash next year without LeBron.
Yes, they can. 310-840-4910 is the number to join the show. What do you think is the next chapter for LeBron James? Retirement? Does he come back to L.A.? Or does he go elsewhere? I think the best thing for him, go back home one final time with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Cavs tell James Harden, go kick rocks. But yeah, the Lakers have, you know, LeBron James was getting paid just under $60 million this year. That comes off the books if he doesn't come back. The other guys like Maxi Kleber, who they were still paying $21 million a year, gone, see you later. Luke Kennard, I'd be okay with keeping because he's another three-point shooter that you can bring off the bench. DeAndre Ayton has a player option. I mean, please, yeah, save everybody the waste of time, DeAndre. Yeah, exactly. Go into irrelevancy. I would say the Washington Wizards, but they might actually be good now that they have the number one pick. Like, go play for the Brooklyn Nets. Go play for the Milwaukee Bucks. Go play for the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, get lost. He is a losing player, and you knew that was going to happen the second they brought him in here. This should be Luka and Austin Reeves, and then you find out to build a solid defense around those two guys. 310-840-4910. You're listening to BetMGM tonight with Pat Boyle and Brad Evans, and we're sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com. When it comes to LeBron, everybody's got an opinion, so we want to hear yours. You can call the show, and you can text the show at 310-840-4910. You can also tweet us at BetMGM tonight. You can also get into the chat on the YouTube stream. Plenty of ways to interact. We want to hear your opinions. When we come back, we're going to preview T-Wolves and Spurs Game 5. Some major injury news to look out for. How does Victor Wembanyama respond after getting ejected last game? So a lot of hoops here out of the shoot. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Thursday night, it's a Westwood One special presentation. NFL Schedule Release 26, hosted by Scott Graham and Mike Golic. What's your team's toughest stretch, and where are the wins? We'll tell you Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports.
Whoa. Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa. Like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu, well now you can go and take that cruise. Liberty, 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 yeah.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com, they make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds, and you can apply in minutes. You get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank. Member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000. Use code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim.
Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.